I am the vine. That's what Jesus said. I am the vine. Well, I don't know about you, but in my mind, there are some pretty negative images associated with vines based on my experience. If you were to go to visit the childhood home of my father, the home he moved to when he was 12 years old, you will see an embankment next to the house. And there you will see something that's common here in the South, something wild and sprawling and out of control, something which must be beat back, mowed back, pushed back, and that something is kudzu. And the ironic thing about the kudzu that constantly threatens to take over the yard and house where my father lived is that he planted it. My grandmother would not let him cross the railroad tracks to play in the kudzu jungle that grew on the other side. So once he sneaked over, dug some up, and brought it back to his side and planted it. And I'm sure the people who are there now would like to meet with him for some words. Just like I would like to meet the persons who planted English ivy in the yards of four of the five homes that Cammy and I have owned. I mean, it looks really nice growing lush and dark green on walls, on tree trunks, on fences. It looks nice, but the fact is, if you have English ivy, you know it likes to go where it likes to go, and it does not give up. Which brings me to wisteria. Don't even get me started on wisteria. Beautiful, yes. Easy to keep in check, no. So to recap, kudzu, ivy, wisteria, vine, 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 hard to control, hard to control, hard to control. Jesus said, I am the vine. Now maybe Jesus was just thinking about grapevines that are carefully cultivated, carefully pruned, carefully trained to grow on their trellises. But when I think of vines, I think of ivy, kudzu, and wisteria. I think prolific. I think on the edge of out of control. And then maybe, just maybe, that's a good image to draw from today's gospel reading. A good image for a church which is like a vine spreading and growing and on the edge of out of control. Perhaps in the past you've heard this text, I am the vine, you are the branches. Perhaps you heard it mostly in the singular, individually, as in you are a branch and you are a branch and you and you and you. And if you don't bear fruit, you individually will be burned in the fire. Perhaps you've heard this text as a threat, as the law. Bear good fruit or you will be lopped off. You individually better do what you're supposed to do or you will be cast into the fires of hell. But I want to submit that I think we should probably see it differently. For in this text from the Gospel of John, you should know that in each place where you see the word you, I am the vine, you are the branches, so that you shall bear fruit. Every use of the word you is plural. This is huge. Jesus is not speaking primarily to you and you and you. Jesus is speaking to you, all of you together. Jesus is speaking to y'all. In this story, Jesus is sitting with the disciples. It's the setting of the Last Supper. He is about to be betrayed, arrested, crucified. he's giving the disciples a pep talk, preparing them to be his apostles, his people, his church. I am the vine, you are all the branches. Not you're a branch, you're a branch, you a branch. All of you, we together, Jesus said, me, Jesus, and you, my disciples, we are a vine. God is pruning us. God is cleansing us of damage and disease and death so that we will bear much fruit. Do you hear the good news? We, together with Jesus, Jesus and the disciples, Jesus and his people, Jesus and the church, together, our vine, full of branches, a vine which has been planted, fed, watered, lovingly tended, so that it will bear much fruit. So that it will bear much fruit. You, Jesus says, all of you have already been cleansed, have already been pruned. That's the same word in Greek, by the way, cleansed and pruned. God, the vine grower, prunes each branch which bears fruit to make it bear more fruit. We together, all the branches have been pruned by God's word, and we together, by the power of the Spirit, by the power of the life force of God that courses through this great vine, we are bearing and will bear much fruit. God's fruit, the fruit of love, God's love. We bear the fruit of God. We love, not because someone's lovable, but because love, especially love that's not earned or merited, especially love that's not easy, because love changes people and brings the kingdom closer. We bear the fruit of God. We forgive. We forgive not because others deserve forgiveness, but because God forgives. Because God is merciful. Because mercy, especially for those who do not feel deserving, because mercy changes people and brings the kingdom closer. We bear God's fruit. We seek justice because God seeks justice. Because justice means freedom from oppression by worldly powers, by the powerful. Justice in almost every single one of the over 400 passages in which it's mentioned in the Bible means caring for those who cannot care for themselves. We seek justice because justice changes people, both those who are giving and those who are receiving. And that brings the kingdom closer. You, together, the people of God here at St. John's, members, friends, people just passing through, people who've known each other for years, people who haven't even met, still together. We, as God's people, have already been pruned, shaped, formed by the word of Jesus into a living, growing vine which has produced fruit in the past, but which God, the vine dresser, is preparing always to yield even more prolifically, more wildly, more abundantly, more fruit. Fruit of God's good news, fruit of welcoming, fruit of compassion and caring for neighbors, the community, those in need, fruit of nourishing and supporting each other, fruit of generosity, fruit of love and hope and grace. Friends, this is the good news. Not a threat, bear fruit or be pruned and burnt, but rather a promise. God, says Jesus, is making us together into a vine. Y'all abide in me as I abide in y'all. Y'all have been pruned, cleansed, tended, nurtured, prepared by the word of love, and y'all will glorify God. This is Jesus' promise. I am the vine. You are the branches. And don't forget the kudzu, the ivy, and wisteria. Maybe Jesus was thinking of a great vineyard. Maybe he was thinking of a vine that's not just green and growing fruit, but maybe also a vine that's wildly spreading and sprawling, moving over yards and houses, full of life, hard to stop, resistant to the world's clippers and poisons and weed whackers, a vine which is always moving, growing, so prolific, so full of life, that it's always on the edge of out of control. This is the word of the Lord. Jesus is the vine. You are the branches. Abide in Jesus. Be the church. Be the vine. Amen.